Hello, my name is Pastor Michael E. Ton. I'm the senior pastor of the Bethlehem Baptist Church in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma. We're at 311 North Dunbar, 55 miles south of Oklahoma City. We want to welcome you to today's program. Today you're going to be listening to a word either from myself, my lovely wife Kimberly E. Ton, or associate minister at Bethlehem, or teacher. But before we get into Word today, we just want to welcome those who are listening throughout our MySpace page at www.myspace.com/Pastor Michael E. Ton. That's E-A-T-O-N. Maybe listening through our church website at www.heargodsword@bethlehem.com or podcast of the same name, Hear God's Word at Bethlehem, or through our Women of Divine Faith or other ministries all on the internet. Now, let's get into the word.
As a result of you being here tonight, that you would be encouraged in your faith, that you would meet God in the middle of the week and help you to make it the rest of the week. I remember when I was not a minister, and I've shared this time or two before, Wednesday night was a place to come get gassed up for the rest of the week. And I always love being in the house on a Wednesday night. So we pray that this will be a night of encouragement to you. Amen? 2011, this year, I will resolve. And who is him?
Jesus Christ.
Amen. 2011 is passing by. Wow. It just seems like yesterday we started this year as we began the journey of wanting to know him. We adopted the attitude of Paul and wanting to know the fellowship of his suffering, wanting to know the power of his resurrection, and wanting to set an example. And this month we're continuing in a series entitled Live As We Do. For Paul says in Philippians chapter 3:17, join together in following my example. Join together in following my example, brothers and sisters. And just as you have us as a model, keep your eyes on those who live as we do, who live as we do. And Paul had the gumption, if you would, to believe that he was being the kind of model that you could live after. When I get something new most of the time, and I have to assemble it most of the times, I don't read the instructions. I just look at the picture, the model. And sometimes I can get the model. Other times I have to read the instructions. But people should be able to look at you as a model and be able to get Christ and be able to put it all together, because you're able to say, live as I do. Because we as a church are able to say, live as we do. Be a model. And this month we've been speaking all from this month, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 7. And tonight we're going to look at a message about the suffering farmer for Christ. The suffering farmer for Christ. And let's read this text out loud together at the same time on three. It's two slides. It's in your handout as well. Let's read it on three. One, two, three.
First, the spirit of the tribes. Reflect on what I am saying, for the Lord
Amen. Praise the Lord. Again, we're talking about tonight the suffering farmer for Christ. The suffering farmer for Christ. We're going to look on around 3 points as the Holy Spirit gives us utterance. We're going to talk about the farmer's hard work. We're going to talk about the farmer's half. We're going to talk about the farmer's harvest. And we want you to know tonight that Christians should work hard as a farmer for Christ. Christians should work hard as a farmer for Christ. To tell you the truth, I know a little bit more about farming than I really wished I would, or that I do. Because my people were basically farmers. They came from a place called Crowville, Louisiana, up near Monroe. You go through Sweetport, you pass through Monroe, you exit Dale High, and get to where my people were. And one of the reasons why my mother left Crowville, Louisiana, is that she left because she thought it was she could make a living doing something easier than doing the kind of farming that they did. And down there, they were cotton pickers. And many city folk don't know that cotton actually comes from a plant. But I'm one of those city folk that know, because I've been down there and I've seen the cotton. As a matter of fact, I joke with my mother and my family all the time. They pick their cotton in the fields, and I tell them I pick my cotton at Neiman Marcus. At Neiman Marcus. My mother left Crowville because it was a hard task. And she felt that she could do something easier, and she came to Dallas and spent, I believe, over 25 years with Texas Instruments and made a better living and an easier living than being in the cotton fields. The way that I know that a farmer works hard is because even though they left Crowville, they brought a little Crowville to Dallas with them.